When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today, we're going to start a little series. This is long overdue, where I get to interview Mom about some of her makes. Okay. So yeah. Mom's been making things before the internet was around, right?
Well, I don't know. When was the internet, like, invented except no one was on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I was sewing in
64, right?
I was sewing when computers took up an entire building.
Yes. So, you know, you know, all these sewing bloggers nowadays and pattern designers, they're like, oh, a new make up on the blog. And you'd like, if you had blogged about everything you'd made.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so we got to start talking about the stuff you've made. We will talk about new things. We'll talk about things like we're doing our leggings class or something like that. But we don't talk about your older projects. And there are millions of those. So how many prom dresses do you think you've made, Mom?
For my own children, there would be like 8 or 9, I guess.
Yeah.
3 for you. One we detailed to retail.
Yeah, that's true. That one was just kind of like altered. It's like 2.5 for me.
Well, we changed it twice, though.
Yeah, that's true.
We changed it twice. And actually, for Hillary, I think I only made 2.
Yeah, I think that's too many, because I think Lindsay only went to prom once.
Right, but she went to another dance that year, and I made another one.
Oh, made something else.
Yeah, oh. I'm trying to think. You know, there were homecoming dances.
Right.
But prom, maybe for only like 5 for you guys.
But then you made prom dresses for other people.
I did make prom, yeah.
Because, that's
like,
what I mean.
Sometimes Mallory would say, my friend Becca needs a prom dress too. I told her you'd be happy to make it for her. Here, you know, so I did make Becca her first prom dress.
Yeah. Yes. And you, but like people paid you to make other prom dresses too.
I don't think Becca paid me. I think I just made it.
You know, I forgot about that. It's green, right?
Wasn't it hers, like, emerald? Was burgundy.
Oh, it was.
I'm almost sure it was burgundy. But anyway.
I guess I'll text her. No.
We'll ask her.
But today we're going to talk about, this was my.
And I've altered probably 1 million prom dresses. Yeah. Yes.
Was this my first prom dress? I think it was. So here's the deal with prom around here.
Yeah.
Okay, in case anybody's wondering.
Well, and, if you can, and prom is a regional. There are regional.
Oh, it's different everywhere.
Yes, there are regional traditions.
So
and
I got
prom
to,
means promenade. You know, it came from promenade. And there are actually some smaller towns around here that the whole town shows up. And the seniors do a promenade, like they walk down an aisle and everybody sees, you know, the couples walking down the aisle.
Right.
Now, there might only be 20 people in the graduating class.
Well,
but they
I just
do
want
that.
To be clear that I didn't get to go to prom 3 times because I was repeating my senior year 3 times is what I wanted to say. Okay. You know, that's what, so I got to go to prom 3 times because if you would go with a senior
or a junior.
No.
I thought, no, here they have a junior senior prom. A junior
not
could go,
when
right?
I was
a,
not when I was in high school.
No, I think you can go
no,
as a junior.
No, I couldn't because we had to game the system the first time.
Okay.
Okay, so no.
I must be thinking Chesterfield, that was a junior senior
prom.
Yeah,
no, there are no junior proms, I don't think, here in CPS right now. So so you had to go with the seniors. I found a way to get to prom my 10th, 11th, and 12th right. grade years. And when I was in high school, ninth graders could not go to prom because we were in a different building. So anyway, I did not repeat my senior year three times, okay? So, but yeah, no junior prom. So I think this was my first prom dress.
I think it was. It had to be.
And my sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. And junior year was the long white, and then senior year was the short white.
Yes, yes. So if you are listening to this podcast, you haven't seen maybe like the picture that shows up on the website, but this prom dress looks like a very long, slender
filet of salmon.
That's right. It is made from like a taffeta. Is that what what would you
Do
call
you know what this is?
No,
really?
No, you go ahead. You
this
go
was
ahead.
Home deck. Did you know this was home deck?
Well, yeah, like taffeta is sometimes a home deck, right?
I know, but it's not taffeta. Look, it's not taffeta.
Okay. What?
It's some sort of sleazy, let's see. Because, see, you see through it. You can see through it.
Yeah, I know. It's like a
you
drapery.
You don't see through taffeta.
Okay, so you don't see through taffeta.
No. But it was from, it was home deck fabric. And you can see through it. And then it has little dots of silver
plastic
rubber
yeah
so something we, the reason so it we, almost looks like sequins
the part of the
but
reason
it's a sheer fabric
a part of the reason we say it looks like salmon
and
okay,
it's salmon in color
because it's pink and like gold it,
that,
you
that's
know
silver. That is
no the fabric oh, is yeah. like pink and gold
yeah it
and
has
then,
a gold thread in it yeah
yes yeah, so it goes it's like right. pink on the warp and gold on the weft or whatever right. and then it does
on the weft are the white
the weft are the right and then it does have this little like rubber yeah. dots on it yeah which you know
those little like for cakes those little silver pearls
yeah
that's what it looks
it
like what are
like
those
it.
Called
it does, I don't know
those are called something somebody knows that
but they're really great because they were rubber so it's not like you were working with a bead or a
right.
sequin
and
the
you can
went
no
right
you could sit on them too
yeah, yeah
like,
they were
comfortable
they're but they still added the sparkle so right. definitely okay and then why is the second reason it looks like a piece of salmon mom
Okay, Mallory like drew this with a marker.
I designed it.
She designed this dress. So the other reason it looks like a piece of salmon is it has a front seam, a back seam, and two side seams, right? And it's ruched. The whole thing is just ruched.
So it's quartered and ruched. And right. it's ruched from the bust to the hem.
To the hem.
And it's a straight dress.
Yes.
Okay.
And she said, I said, you're not going to be able to walk in this. And she said, I don't care.
I really wanted it to look like this. I didn't want it to look big and ballooned out.
Yeah. It's cut on the bias, by the
and
way.
Okay. And I didn't.
I don't know if you knew that.
I was going to talk to you about that hem down there. And it also, it's straight. And I didn't want the ruching to balloon out into some Cinderella thing.
Right.
You know, so that's why I wanted it straight. And then you're like, you can't, we won't be able to walk in it. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. I just have to look beautiful. Now the top, what's that? I mean, what do you call that neckline up there?
I don't know. Is it a princess neckline?
It's like a triangle neckline. Right. it's very, it's sort of brief. I mean, is that what a princess neckline is?
Well, it goes down between your bosoms.
And then it's backless.
Yes.
Pretty much. So turn that around. Yeah. So it's backless. It has an invisible zipper. And I'm pretty sure that it went like up to, you know, right above like the small of my back.
Yes.
And it has very.
Above the plumber's area.
Yes. Yes. So no butt crack. Just nice, you know, gorgeous back that
right.
I had. And Mom put really long straps on it.
I think you did these.
Okay,
did you string these? I think you string them.
Did I string them?
I think you did. I think I said, why don't you do this?
You told me to do it because it was your idea. Because I remember
right.
you like were like, what about doing this? And I was like, oh, that's a cool idea. So the straps.
They're on pearl cotton.
Okay. This, I just looked. So the straps are pearl cotton strung with beads, so it's like
right.
jewelry.
So it just looks like, right, it looks like jewelry. The straps are jewelry.
Yeah, they are just a cord with beautiful Swarovski crystals and whatnot strung on there. And I must have paid attention because they match.
Yes.
Like, no, both they're the symmetrical. Same, right. Yeah, yeah. So I
yeah, because it's not one bead. It's like seven or eight different kinds of beads.
Oh, yeah. They're all different shapes right. and sizes. And they are pink and a couple of, like, darker brown thrown in and some right. pearl. And some of them are round beads. And some of them are, like, rectangular prism beads that are, like, flat rectangular prisms, you know? Right. Where you find in, like, the... What's that one? That neckline looks like it.
Well, that says it's a halter because...
Oh, okay, because it's
I'm
a halter.
I'm looking for the actual... I'm looking on the internet, trying to find a name for this neckline, and because we thought it up, there is no name.
It doesn't exist. I mean, right. I think it might be such a simple concept that it almost doesn't have a name. It just basically comes up to a triangle, you know, two triangles that... you know, flow down into the dress. But the straps, it's not a halter. The straps go straight down in the back. They don't cross. You know, they don't.
See, this says sweetheart, except it...
It's strapless.
Right. This one's strapless. And it has that sweetheart dip. That's what I would call it. And you just have straps on
Well,
it.
You guys go look at the pictures, you know,
right.
on the website.
The pictures there. Right.
And now... we said what we haven't mentioned yet. You were like, this is sheer home deck fabric.
Yeah,
it
we
is
did
lined.
Line it.
It's
lined with a crepe back satin or satin back crepe.
Yeah, is it crepe back satin or satin back crepe, Mom?
Yeah, well.
Which one?
I call it crepe back satin. There are people who call it satin back crepe. So I don't know what it's called.
I just forgot which one I call. Which, are you sure? Is that the one we just said?
But here's what's really funny. I cut it on the bias.
Yeah.
And this might have been where I started your habit.
I know. I see that.
The lining isn't hemmed.
It's not hemmed. It's a raw edge.
It's just cut. It's a raw edge cut on the bias. I can't believe I didn't hem. You know why? I probably didn't want to confine it in any way whatsoever so you could almost walk in it.
That's right. So what Mom did, it stretches down there because you didn't
yeah,
do that. Look.
Right.
Okay. So this is ruched on these four quarters. Let's talk about how we did this. So, Mom.
Do you remember?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. A little bit. Okay. We laid this fabric out
right.
on the cutting table.
Right.
And
no pattern, everybody.
No pattern.
None. This is totally done by draping.
You ran. Did you run pearl cotton? Was it pearl cotton or something? Up
Whatever.
The center,
I ran over. I ran
cord.
Over some cord or threading.
You
and
did you
I
zigzag
took the,
over it?
Which... I took the, yeah, I took the two sheer pieces.
Uh-huh.
And I believe I zigzagged over them.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you're going to be able to see that anymore, though, the way I've got this. So I sheared each section to get together.
Yes.
So this is like a tube. And I gathered the seams on to some sort of cording, right?
Right.
And we laid it out on the table to, like... juice it out, you know, so it would look even, right?
Yeah.
The front and the back.
And we had to crawl up onto the cutting table.
That's right.
To arrange the ruching. So how did you decide, I didn't know to ask this then, how did you decide how long of a piece of this to cut?
I don't know.
Okay.
I probably thought of draperies. Like
yeah.
when you gather
Were you
something,
like, I'm gonna do
you
it
want
twice.
two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
I probably did two and a half thinking I can cut it off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, let's go long. Mallory wasn't a very big person then either. Now,
as opposed to now,
so
I'm just huge.
So I ruched these seams together on the sheer,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then what I did is I took the crepe back satin back crepe, right? Whatever you want to call it, and I sandwiched it. So the two sheers were ruched, and mm-hmm. then I. On the bias, all of this is on the bias. I took that crepe, and it was the out. It was the bread and the.
The sheer was
the jelly
sheer
or the peanut butter and jelly, right? And then I stitched them together to somewhat stabilize that, but it's on the bias, so everything still stretches. So I, because it fits her like a literally, it was like a glove.
It would really fit me like a glove now.
Yeah, her left leg like a glove. And
I don't. Do we have pictures of this?
I don't know. You know, I would imagine we do. The thing is, you know, we weren't using
cell
phones yet.
This was before camera phones and stuff. So the fact, so it's these four quarters,
right,
of ruching that then got pieced together into the shape of the dress.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, how did you finish the neckline, you know, and how it goes around the back like
so
that?
So I think I made the tube first.
Okay.
And then I think we stuck the tube on your body.
Yeah.
And I made some, basically, you know, geographical points of where this
reference,
reference points of how low should this be in the back and, you know, where would this neckline, looking at your picture you made with marker.
Yeah.
You know, and then decided and then just took it off of you and cut it. I mean, truly, like, I think I folded it in half.
Uh-huh.
Front seam and back seam, I folded it on.
Uh-huh.
Laid it on the table, and I just cut.
Yeah.
Assuming I was leaving the right amount of seam allowance, because you would need that. And then how I finished it is all I used was, I think, some combed cotton. I made a combed cotton bias.
Oh.
So there's no other lining, see?
So the big, if you've been following our description of this, the big deal here was she'd already sewn everything together, so she couldn't put the lining there. She couldn't put a lining in the traditional sense.
It has an invisible zipper.
Yeah, yeah. So what she had to do to finish that neckline and the part that went like under my arms and around the back, it's finished with like a bias that's on the inside. Right. So that's how you finish. Okay, that was my question, because I was sort of like, oh, this is all sewn together.
Yeah, and you know? I think we thought about another lining.
Uh-huh.
And we decided, because it was so tight already, I think we thought it would just confuse us.
Well, and it was
we had lucked out already.
Yeah, it was
in making it work.
Already two pieces of bias. It was
right.
Kind of like a Chinese finger trap.
It's when exactly you put it, what it's
yes,
like.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now we need to break for a message break real quick, and then we'll talk about boobs.
This episode is brought to you by the Sew Here Box. For more information, go to sewhere.com/BOX.
So the first Sew Here box was an absolute success, and it happened right before Christmas in 2016, and we asked in the group if people would want a box of stuff curated by me and you, and they got all excited.
I know.
Yeah.
And I started looking on the internet and looking at, like, the bark box, and it didn't correlate very well, because I was like, what are we going to put in this box? I didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Well, and so it's a little different than some of the other boxes
That's
out there, right?
Right?
So the Sew Here box is not a subscription. You don't have to, like, keep paying to get it.
Right.
We put one out quarterly in general, and it's got a theme, and we put together a bunch of, you know, fun things that go with the theme. Have to do with sewing. But there's
also... Well, they're not fun. All just fun.
That's right.
I guess it's fun in the sense that it's a surprise or something you haven't used before and something you probably are going to fall in love with and can't sew without.
And then there's also fun branded exclusive materials.
Yes.
Like the infamous I Am a Sewing Machine pin.
Yes. All of Mallory's pins are infamous.
That's right. Highly coveted. And that pin was only available to Sew Here Box purchasers.
That's right.
So we've so far put out the Sew Here Box Indulge Edition. That was our first one. And then we did the Dressmaker's Delight.
Which I keep calling the Dressmaker's Dream. But it was the... Maybe we can have a Dressmaker's
later.
Dream.
Yeah,
later.
You know,
right.
A year from now.
Right.
And so the newest box is our Stitchin' with Knits box. So, you know... If you're listening to this in the past, don't worry. You can go, or listening to it in the future,
right.
If this is in the past, you can go to sewhere.com/box and you'll be directed to the most recent Sew Here box or to sign up for our newsletter to get exclusive early announcements about when the next box is available. And you can take a little piece of ZD's sewing studio home with you.
Sewing out loud.
All right, and we're back. So we're trying to, Mom's trying to reverse engineer her process a little bit here. So before you bound those edges with that binding we figured out, you put a dart in the bust area of
Apparently,
the lining.
I noticed that you needed a dart in the bust, and it's only in the lining, and it just comes down from like where, like write what I would call the axilla.
Not the armpit, the axilla.
Right, the axilla.
I shaved my armpits in high school. Now you
that was the last time.
You only needed to put a dart in that lining. Because right. The outer part's all ruched. There's all this extra.
Right. There's all this extra fabric. So apparently I didn't. I assumed that was going to give you plenty of room, and it was giving you plenty of room.
Well, and yeah. I was not busty in high school. I'm not busty now.
Yeah, but these boobs I put in it are busty.
That's right. So mom would always say that I was the daughter she had to make boobs for. Right?
Mallory and I used to wear the same size dress, and there were dresses that I would put the boobs in for her, and then when I wanted to wear them, I would
take the boobs out. Yeah, right. Exactly. So you've got some bra cups in there.
Right. There's obvious, a cup in there.
There's no bra wearing with this dress.
No.
In fact, we used to work with somebody to say, oh, the only thing you can wear under that dress is shoes. You know, I think I did wear underwear, but, you know, I wore like a panty, you know.
Right.
But
we also know I have a friend that says that came off as fast as a prom dress.
As a prom dress, yes.
Right.
And this prom dress didn't come off too fast because I
wouldn't think so.
I mean, I was very, you know, modest,
chaste
person.
Actually, I made it like a chastity belt.
Yeah, no. So the shape of the dress, though, I think this is interesting. Since it's all cut on the bias, and because I was a slender teenager, it basically is fitted to my hips.
Right.
Comes in a little bit of the waist, has a little bit of this bust shaping with those darts. And then it's hanging down from the hips, and there's not a ton of like tailoring. It's all about
how engineering.
That, yeah, all about
it
how
it's more about engineering and what does bias do and how does bias work and can the yeah. When she showed me this picture, you know, I'm like, how am I going to make this?
I wonder if we've got the sketch anywhere.
I don't know.
It's possible. I could have it. I could have it.
I guess the other thing that's very interesting is the hanging straps I put on this.
What's so interesting
about them? Well, one of the things that's interesting is we don't need to hang it from these beaded straps,
that's
right?
That's for sure.
Because that would be quite dangerous. And they would have pulled out or come apart or whatever. So I have long ribbons, and they're coming from way down the side seam.
Yeah.
You know, so that they're, I assume I made this so that this would go up around a hanger. And probably the other thing I did is I probably pinned a ribbon from the front, and it's not on here now because we actually got it on a bust form, but you know, I made sure there was no stress on this dress when it was hanging.
Yes. Yes. Very important.
And we did let it hang because it wasn't on the bias, and we kind of needed to see what... This was one of the dresses that I think we actually took our time in making. Like, maybe we made it a week before the prom instead of the night before.
Yeah, right. So I think that one of the last things we can talk about here, or one of the final things, is the hem. And that's where you think you may have started my bad habit. So
yeah.
I'll explain what we mean by that.
Well, I want to talk about the finish on the seams, too.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the hem first.
But the hem, I did not hem the lining at all.
Uh-huh.
I did not hem the lining. And the top is just what I call a tiny hem. It looks like I ran a stitch around the bottom of the hem, mm-hmm. folded it up twice, and then top stitched it.
Right.
That's it. Tiny, tiny little hem. Then the other thing you'll see is I've chained the hem to the lining. Because believe me, this sucker could have twisted big time.
Well,
we needed to keep it like anchored somehow.
And we wanted it to still look bubbly down at the bottom.
Because
it looked, since it's all ruched, and you know, if ruched in the front center, back center, and the side seams, then you get down to the bottom, and it's going to be uneven. You know, it's not like you can cut this hem off straight.
No, no.
So you left a little bit of length, and then the lining is slightly shorter than the sheer, cheesy home deck fabric. And you chained it up so that it would just
look... And I chained it up at each seam, front, back, side, and then look two times in between. So we wanted it to cup.
It cupped up. Yeah, it was almost like a bubble hem, except cooler and nicer looking, you know.
Of course.
It was not a traditional bubble hem. Now, I had to be careful getting in this dress, like with my heels. because of that. You know, a prom dress is like a costume. You know, you have to account.
Prom is only about the dress anyway.
That's right. That's right. That's the only reason I went. So, you know, you might make a dress for somebody and it doesn't fit like their normal clothes. They have to be careful when they get in and out of it. Or they have you know, they can't do something stupid and break their beaded straps,
Also an example, a good example. You see all of the dresses on the red carpets, the runway, you know, the red carpet events that the movie stars are on or what, all of that. All of their hems are usually puddled and too long.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to wear that as a real person. And I will tell you, they don't wear those dresses to the party afterwards.
That's right. They're posing for the pictures.
They are posing, and they are lifting up those dresses and walking with them. Sometimes they're tripping.
Yep.
You know, but they're lifting, and I would have so many girls say to me, oh, I want it like, you know, Jennifer Lopez's dress or something. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, I can do that. But you're going to have a miserable night.
Right. You're not going to be able to walk. You know, you're not going to be able to
Right. And sometimes
dance.
What I would do is I would just make it higher in the front.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's where I guess the high-low hem started. But, you know, and I might let it puddle around the sides and the back for them. But if they could not walk, and here, these are, you know, young girls who aren't used to these clothes at all.
Sure.
So it was almost dangerous where they wanted their hems to be.
So talk to me about the seam finishes on the inside.
There are none.
Yeah, right.
So when I talk about bulk all the time.
Mom ain't adding no bulk.
No bulk. So it looks like, because everything is cut on the bias.
Yep.
I decided to do no finishing. And I assume this has only been washed once, like after you wore it.
I don't think I think I've only worn this dress once.
I think so, too. So you can see all that. We'll take pictures of this. It has a invisible zipper in it. It's invisible, but you can see it.
Right.
But it has an invisible zipper in it. And none of those seams on any of the fabric is finished because it's cut on the bias.
Well, when Mom says you can see the invisible zipper, you can see it from the inside.
Right.
But talk about hiding an invisible zipper nicely. You know what hides an invisible zipper nicely?
Ruching.
Ruching with some shiny fabric,
You know, let's see how easy it goes up and down. That's what I wonder. Oh, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. And I remember not having trouble with it.
Well, you know, this is only about 9 inches long because it only had to go over your butt.
That's right.
We just had to make it go over your butt.
It just had to go a little lower than my hips. It's not very long at all. It doesn't go like all the way up the back because there's no back to this dress, you know. And the reason this dress worked on me, when you see this dress and it's very brief, you know, I was not the person in my group of friends who was wearing a D cup in high school.
Right.
Like this would not have worked on a super.
I don't think I could have ever worn this dress.
On a large busted person, unless you use like a lot of tape.
There would have been a lot of duct tape.
Yeah. And you had, some special ways to keep your boobs up,
and inside,
other than just like being a teenager, you know. So yeah, I could wear this because I didn't have to wear a bra. I didn't need, you know, that kind of support. But my friend Becca, whose dress you made later,
right? I made hers that same year.
Did she go to prom that year?
Yep. She went to prom with you every year.
Every year. Okay. Yep. Okay. So she has boobs.
Right. And she had, you know, a scoop neck with bra friendly. We made bra friendly straps.
Yes.
And guess what we put in those straps?
Lingerie guides.
Look on YouTube.
That's right.
SoHere.com, lingerie guides.
So we, I didn't need any lingerie guides because I couldn't wear
any lingerie
on it. You know that. So we're also going to try and find somebody to model this dress.
It's going to have to be like a 4-year-old or something.
I know. It's really.
Maybe we can put it on Zelda.
It's really skinny. It's so skinny. But like I said, it's kind of like a Chinese finger trap. It does get wider. You just get stuck in it, you know.
Right.
So, all right. Well, this is, like I said, it's the first in a long line, a long list of really cool projects that Mom has made over the years that we need to discuss.
From Mallory's crayon drawings.
I hope we didn't. Like, I hope this podcast translates well.
Might not.
Take a look at the picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, this might be a podcast that you really need the pictures for.
You really need the pictures for. But yeah, it was super fun to wear. It was fun to design. And I am going to look for those sketches. So thank you all for listening. You can find us on Instagram. Hey, we'll post pictures on Instagram.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.